The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 970 presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information. From the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest in real estate market trends. From mortgage news to answers to all of your real estate questions, you'll be in the know with help from the experts. Call now, 866-970-9622. 866-970-9622. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dottie Herman, and I hope you have a wonderful day. You're listening to Eye on Real Estate, and we are the only show on talk radio that is all about real estate and the millions of things that have to do with real estate, which in this decade is still about everything. I mean, everyone's still talking about it. I had a million calls over what's going to happen to real estate. We'd love to hear from you, so call us and make sure to call us at 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622. I'm sure you all know, but I'm always happy to introduce him, but he's been on the show as long as me. Senior Vice President of Citizens Bank, Ace Westhoop. Hi, Ace.
Hi, Dottie. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Day today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are
seeing so much action, in whether it's mortgage applications, refinances, home equity loans, because rates are so low, and I can promise you that you can't find anybody more knowledgeable about getting a home loan than Ace. So if you have any questions about refinancing or if you need advice in getting mortgages or home equity loans, now is your chance to get advice by the senior VP of one of the biggest lenders in the New York area, and that's 866-970-9622. Steven Ebert is not with us this weekend. So if you have a legal question, email us at DottieHerman.com. Or if you call us, you know, we'll take it down. And if we can answer it, we'll answer it. If not, we'll get back with Stephen. We'll answer you next week. Joining us today, we have a special guest. He's been on the show before. One of the smartest men I know will be Brad Inman. Brad is an award-winning journalist and publisher. And he's the founder and owner of Inman's Real Estate, the leading name in news, information, and innovation since 1983. And I think, I don't know when I met him. I met him probably 15, 16 years ago when Inman conference came to New York and somebody asked me to speak and I spoke. And when I got done, he said, hey, you know, you're not bad. So got to know him well. We've been friends ever since. And let me say this. When I met him, this is a hard to believe, but technology, we didn't have technology, okay? And certainly didn't use, you know, it was just kind of starting, but it certainly wasn't in the real estate business. There was no such thing as technology in the real estate business. And Brad brought technology to the real estate industry. And I met a lot of really people that ended up owning or starting Zillow, with a lot of people from him. He was from California, and San Francisco at the time was way ahead of New York with technology. We weren't even close. He's kind of a genius. And, you know, he brings best practices, and he covers this all over the country. And I would say that he's probably the biggest source of real estate news and information that there is. Other than, I guess, the regular does a decent job, but he's big.
Yeah, Brad's a pioneer. You know, he has Inman Connect, and he really brought technology to the real estate industry. And, you know, we're in for a treat.
I'm telling you, Ace, he's probably one of the brightest guys I know. And, of course, I always want to say thank you to Citizens Bank, which worked with Douglas Elliman as a preferred lender, and Citizens is one of the nation's oldest and largest financial institutions. And I truly want to thank them for their support. They also support their customers by providing an integrated experience that includes mobile and online banking, 24/7 customer contact center. And you can always go to, you can call us. We'd like to hear from you, but you can easily go to citizensbank.com. And, of course, they have opened up a COVID-19 resource center, and they want you to know that they're there for you. They understand the tremendous amount of financial and personal stress that COVID-19 has caused all of us. If you need relief or have any concerns or just want to ask them questions about your financial situation, please contact them. Helpful services and resources include economic impact payments, stimulus payments, financial hardship payments, assistance, and online and mobile banking. And like I always tell you, it costs nothing to ask questions, and you should always be informed. You can also reach us on Facebook and Twitter. We have an Eye on Real Estate page, or you can email me at Dottie@DottieHerman.com. Please follow our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. It's called Eye on Real Estate, and we're trying to post all the shows on there. If you have a question for any of us, again, 866-970-9622. I'm going to skip what happened in history today because some of these things I really didn't learn about. But it's a very interesting time, and I want to go over, because, you know, I got a million calls. Not a million, but I got a bunch of calls from, you know, Cranes and different magazines, because REBNY, that which is the Real Estate Board of New York, which I'm on, but REBNY published their report, and New York lost $1.6 billion, that's right, $1.6 billion in tax revenue from property deals because we were shut down. And I would tell you that real estate probably is one of the biggest tax revenues. It makes more money for the city than any other thing. So, you know, in losing that, and New York City property now sales plunged 46% last year during the pandemic. Now we're on the up, and, you know, it's busy and people are buying things, and I kind of keep track, and one day I'll just tell you all the big sales. I mean, it's such huge sales because people that, you know a lot about real estate and have the available cash, and there's cash, people haven't really used their money, are buying because it's a great time to buy in New York City. Yes. Not only that you could get a great discount, but what are the interest rates now?
Oh, Dottie, it's below 3%, right? So if you have great credit, you're looking at an interest rate of 2.625. But what's interesting about the REBNY article, Dottie, is that, you know, sales were it totaled $40.3 billion. So although we lost $1.6 billion in tax revenue, you know, we still totaled $40.3 billion, but there's a 49% decline compared to the same period in 2019. So what does that tell you? There's some amazing deals out there in New York City, right? So if you're on the fence, or if you're a buyer, we've been preaching this every single week. I can't emphasize enough that, you know, you have to just come in, you know, get a pre-approval, see how much you can qualify for. And with interest rates at 2.625, 2.75, your monthly payments are going to be so low. And this might be the perfect time to purchase something in Manhattan, especially, right? So
true. And you know,
it's a very time. So
it's a good time to buy real estate anywhere because of the interest rate.
Anywhere.
But if you happen to be looking in the city, okay, this is the best time because you get a double whammy. You have the lowest interest rate, and you are getting a great discount. And what's going to happen, I think you might have mentioned this last week, Ace, like a year from now, all the people that said, oh, you know, I knew I should have, but I just didn't do it, are going to kick themselves in the head.
They are. They are. And
they really
we're going to be talking about here, Dottie. I promise you that, right? So on this show, we're going to be talking about, can you imagine what happened in 2020 and 2021, you know? So it's
right. And people are going to say, I knew I should have, but I just didn't. Very rarely, and I don't want to say, you know, as horrible as COVID was, it or is, hopefully we'll come to some normalcy by the summer, I'm hoping. But as horrible, it presented a lot of opportunities. And yes. Actually, real estate probably, you know, didn't real estate, forget about it. It's never done better. By the way, Ace, I happen to be in Palm Beach now, and Florida, you know, the Palm Beach inventory is down. I mean, they have no inventory, 60%. Meaning people came here and bought all their properties up. It's hard to find anything to buy. And you know, rentals, you can't even find a rental. And yeah, Miami, because they had like a lot of luxury buildings, that they had a surplus of high-end luxury buildings. If you're looking in Miami, you can get some great deals there still.
Yeah, I hear. I hear Florida is fire, Dottie. So it's such a great. I mean, I can't emphasize enough how 2021 has started. Look, we're in January. We haven't even finished January yet, and the activity level has been tremendous. You know, a lot of pent up demand from last year.
Yes.
And who would have thought?
January traditionally is not the busiest of months. You know, Ace.
Exactly.
I have numbers that the median price that buyers are paying 25% higher per square foot than a year ago. And the out-of-towners are coming in with bigger budgets than local people, and they're buying up everything.
Yeah.
I did a Zoom with Don Peoples the other day. We did a Zoom for one of the colleges, and he's one of the biggest builders around. And, of course, he's all over the country, New York, California, but he is building up a storm in Florida because that's a booming market, especially Southern Florida. So, you know, the one thing I can say is real estate really did not, other than when we shut down. So we're looking at numbers that are kind of last year's numbers. And when we have to remember, we were shut down. Nobody really virtually could do anything for a couple of months. So you can't go by those numbers exactly. But we really, the real estate industry as a whole really led us and had its best year ever through the pandemic. And as you said, Ace, 2021, they predict to be off the wall in real estate.
Yeah.
Off the wall. Just, I mean, it'll probably be one of the biggest times for real estate that there have been in the last 15 years. But I wanted to really talk to you about you're in New York every day when you're not traveling. What do you think about those numbers? I mean, I had a lot of papers call, and of course, when you see those numbers, you say 46. I mean, you say, oh my God, that's a huge number. They're so down in tax revenue. How will they make that up? And what's going to happen to New York? I'm going to tell you my opinion, and again, we can only give you opinions. No one knows the future other than, I guess, the man upstairs. But what are you thinking about New York, and what do you think is going to happen, Ace, and when do you think it comes back?
Yeah, I think it's going to come back fairly quick, Dottie, right? When you talk about New York City, it's really it's a 12-mile island, right? Everywhere else, it's pretty robust, right? If you look at LIC, Long Island, Brooklyn, Bronx, even. It's very, very busy. So we're talking about 12-mile island, and we have to remember there's been a couple of things that's happened in the past couple of years, like SALT deductions, right? Having a 10,000 cap on your state and local income tax. They're talking about bringing that back where there's no more cap. So all these incentives that we used to have that we don't have today, if they bring that back, then people will start to come back into the city. And there's a couple of things right now with COVID. You know, there's no real attraction to be in the city, right? And us as human beings.
Well, theater's not open, right? Theater's not open. Museums aren't open. Tourism, which is a big part of our economy. I mean, tourists can't come.
Now, once those things open back up, then it's going to be the New York City that we've always known and loved, and people are going to want to come back because there's no place like New York City in the world, right? So once that opens up, you know, people will start to come back. The question will be how long, right? Because we thought the pandemic was going to last 3 months last year. We're now into 2021, and it seems like it's going to last probably until September of this year. So I think the faster we get the vaccine, the faster we recover, and the faster we open up, that's going to dictate how fast we recover in Manhattan. So is there a window for folks to buy? For sure. I think this year we're going to emphasize it again and again on this call, on this show. This is probably the year that you want to come in and start looking and start purchasing a couple of properties if you are in the market to look, because I can tell you it's not going to be like this ever, right? New York City will never look like this ever again. I was just driving around.
Since I've known it, it was never like this. Yeah. And you could go back to 2008, which was tough for real estate with the financial crisis, but not like this. And then if you go back to 9/11, people fled for like a year, but the economy wasn't hurt. Yeah, I mean, people just fled if they felt unsafe, but as soon as they felt safe, you know, and that we were expecting, if I recall, a second terrorist attack. So people like kind of were a little nervous to be there, but you know, that was really not lasting. Now, one of the things I'm asking, and again, you don't know for sure, I don't know for sure, but when you have lose $46 million in tax revenue, primarily a lot of real estate, even though I agree with you, people are buying, it's a great time to buy, we're expecting a banner year, you still have to make that up somewhere.
You do.
And so I think one of the things that I said is good news is that the governor, because we had a meeting with him with Rebby, I might have mentioned this last week, and he knows that, you know, New York is a high tax state. It's, I think, the highest tax state, maybe that in California. So he knows putting more taxes on real estate, which is usually the way they always get revenue. They said, oh, let's give real estate another tax. But they know that, you know what, at this point it might be too much, and they're not. I mean, so they're looking at other things. Some of the things they're looking at, and these are not anything that's written, you know, that's guaranteed yet. But I know the governor is looking to legalize marijuana, and I know that there's a proposal that, you know, there's a proposal that they might let gambling come in. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but they're looking at different ways to make money, you know, because they're going to have to, plus the federal government, and again, I don't know what they're going to do for the states, but they're going to do something. I mean, I think they're working on a stimulus package, not only for individuals, but for the states, because New York isn't alone. We're not the only state that suffered. So the federal government's going to have to subsidize some of this, and that's what I believe will happen. I know Rebney's met not with the president himself, but you know, some people from this new administration. And look, I think I read this somewhere, but I believe it'd be true. There's nothing like New York City. Okay, they are going to bring it back. There's no people that I know in any state that are more resilient and that will fight and that are involved in fighting to make sure New York City comes back. Because, Ace, I'm sure you'll agree, you travel a lot, I travel a lot, wherever you go, it might be nice. Like, I'm in Florida, the weather's wonderful here, people are out, but there is no place like New York City, none.
Right, Dottie.
And yep. I think you'd agree. I mean, just not.
It's really not, Dottie. And look, don't get me wrong, right? There's amazing cities like North Carolina. Raleigh is definitely an up and coming city. You know, Tennessee,
yes,
Nashville, you know, Austin, Texas, Arizona, Scottsdale. But there's still no place like New York City, right? So it's one of those things where I know and I'm confident, Dottie, that it's going to come back. It's a matter of time. So I think you know, people should, you know, appreciate New York City, how it is today. You know, I was outside having dinner on a Friday night, and I've never seen New York City so tranquil and calm, no traffic, right? So you know, it's all perspective, right? So enjoy it while it lasts, and because you're never going to see New York City this way again. It's going to be, you know, hustling and bustling with a million people on the streets. And right now, take a different perspective, you know, enjoy the city, go right. into Central Park, have a jog.
And also support the city. Like,
support the city, exactly.
Support the city. Spend your money in New York City. Support it. And we're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to continue talking about the economy and what's going on across New York and across the country. Be right back. I'm here with H.R. Supup and myself, Dottie Herman.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Healthy sleep means a healthy lifestyle for both adults and children. Healthy sleep reduces the risk of physical and mental health problems and accidents. At the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center, the goal is to improve your health by improving your sleep. They conduct sleep studies for adults and children 12 months of age and up. They also accept most insurance plans, including the Medicaid HMOs. And they are accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and licensed by the state of New Jersey. The Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center is located at Homewood Suites Hotel by Hilton in Cranford. Treat yourself to a better rest. 908-994-8694. That's 908-994-8694. Set up an appointment with them right now. Give them a call at 908-994-8698. It's 908-994-8694. The Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. Treat yourself to a better rest.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-351-4596. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and we're talking about how New York and the country is starting to begin its recovery. And obviously, you know, Manhattan, the sales are totally up from last year, but we did take a big hit on last year. So it's going to take some time to make up what we lost, but I'm really very confident that we will. And, you know, when there are people saying, oh, what will make or break New York's residential market, you know, there was all these stories, you know, but New York is going to make it, and it's going to take, I'm going to guess that we're going to start recovering, that we're starting the recovery now, but until we have that virus, which I think Ace and I both agree will be sometime in the late summer or spring, until people feel safe and we get some kind of a herd immunity, I think that, you know, it's going to come back slowly, and the people that are buying now see opportunities, or some people are trading up, because if you were in the city and you were locked down and said, yeah, the space is way too small, you probably can afford to buy something much bigger than you had for a price, the same price. So it's really a key time to not only come to the city if you haven't, but also, like, we, you know, you can trade up. You can get more space, and space is at a premium. Okay, so I think that's all going to happen. And as I said, support New York City. I try to tell everyone, even, I think I might have mentioned this on a show, I don't know if everyone knows this, but even, you know, wherever you live, and you want to support your local restaurants, don't call a service, call the restaurant direct. I believe when you go to a service, right? I mean, maybe Ace, you could just tell everybody, because I think it's really important to support your local restaurants, and they got hit really one of the hardest industries. So, you know, when you use a service and you call them to get your order, they take a piece of it, I'm sure. So if you could, you should really call the restaurant itself.
Definitely. It's always easier to order through Seamless. Yeah, it's always easier to order through Seamless because it seems like everyone has a Seamless account. But just, you know, please remember that these aggregators, they charge, you know, north of 30% to the restaurants on the top line.
Huh?
Yeah, they charge a lot, Dottie. Yeah. So, you know, just continue to really support your local vendors, restaurants, call them directly, order takeout, order delivery, and, you know, just continue to support our communities. Right. That's all we can do during this time.
Right. And on a good note, I want to tell you that 2021 will likely see the most robust housing market we have in 15 years. Annual home sales are expected to rise more than 10% in 2021, following a 5% rate of growth in 2020. And the housing market will continue to just keep on growing, especially with mortgage rates low. And I know there's talk of rising rates, and we'll have Ace talk about that in a while. And new construction has picked up. So by the end of 2021, and this is according to Redfin, the American home ownership rate, that means people that own homes, will reach 70% for the first time since 2005. So that's pretty incredible. So remember that by the end of 2021, home ownership rate will reach 70%, and that hasn't happened since 2005. In metro level, San Antonio, Texas, Tuscan, Arizona, and Tampa, Florida will be the hottest housing markets in 2021 as major cities nearby, including Austin, Phoenix, and Miami, become unaffordable. So if you're thinking of buying there, you better buy now. Okay, I'm just telling you, and then you're going to say, I didn't buy it all. I want to check myself. I should have. Or you're going to say, I didn't trade up, or I didn't. You know, it's an opportune time, and don't get comfortable. This is times when people bring in opportunities. There's opportunities now, and you should take advantage of them. With that, I have a couple of calls. Go ahead, Ace.
Yeah, no, Dottie, I just wanted to mention to our listeners, multifamily homes has definitely been a trend, an upward trend that we're seeing here as well. Yeah. So folks are taking advantage of buying a two-family, three-family, you know, maybe living in one of them and then renting out the other two or the other unit. And, you know, the rental income has it pays for the mortgage. So it's one of those trends that are really, really taking, you know, we're seeing it every single day, Dottie. So just wanted to mention
right.
that.
Right, and we've been preaching that for a while. I think I've been preaching to do that even before the pandemic. But you just have to know that if you, I think it's a great investment. But I just think that you have to know that if you're going to buy investment properties, now, like as they said, if you live in the building, you know, if you live, it's a two-family or three-family home. If you live there, it's pretty much easy enough for you to manage it yourself. And you don't have to, like, drive or get there in the middle of the night if something goes wrong. But if you don't live in it, you need to just make sure you have the right disposition to be able to do that because, you know, then you have to deal with, you know, if something's wrong and they call you in the middle of the night. So that's important. But on top of that, I have some callers calling. So I have Harry from Hempstead. Harry, good morning. Thanks for calling Eye on Real Estate.
Hello, Dottie. Yes. I want to ask about one. When do you know if the housing, court housing landlord tenant will open? Also, I was trying to help a guy, American veteran, who is in the building, and they're trying to evict him again. There was a terrible backup of raw sewage, and they made him stay in the apartment. They had an identical apartment down the hall, and they didn't give him access, and he had to survive there cleaning it up. And then they're trying to terminate his occupancy residency tenancy.
We don't have Stephen with us today, and I'm not an attorney, but I do know that the new law bars New York City. I don't know where these places are. Evictions or foreclosures through May 1st. So there's nothing that anyone's going to get thrown out now. And I, you know, again, I don't want to tell you this is a science. But I assume that when you have to start paying your payments again, there's going to be a backlog of people that can't pay them. And I just think it's going to be a lengthy process. And don't forget, and I'll do this on another show, but every state has different rules on evictions. So, like, if you live in California and you don't pay your mortgages, and this is, I don't know what their relief program is with COVID, but if normally before COVID, pre-COVID, if you didn't pay your mortgage, they were able to foreclose on you within a couple of weeks and throw you out. New York is a lien state and you can't do that. And I know people that were in houses for 5, 6, 7 years before they didn't pay mortgages. So I'm not encouraging people not to pay them because, as Ace said, if you have a problem, you know, don't take advantage. Just call, but you should call the bank or your lender before they call you. And I'm sure they're all going to try to do whatever they can. But at this point, I don't believe anybody can throw anybody. I mean, you know, you can't throw people out at this point. So thank you, but they're safe for now. And I have a call from Steve from Long Island. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling Eye on Real Estate.
Yeah, good morning. I was interested in investing in New York City real estate, and as you said before, if you could click your heels, you'd be home. Which properties would you be interested in? There are real estate investment trusts, which are publicly traded, and there are four major ones which hold a lot of Manhattan real estate, and I was wondering if I could just go through the list and which would you prefer to live in or own the Empire State Building, Howard Hughes Corporation, which owns the South Street Seaport, Varanado, which hosts the Hotel Pennsylvania and 666 Fifth Avenue. And the final one would be SL Green Realty, which just opened up One Vanderbilt. They're all trading about 30% off their highs, and most of them pay about a 5% dividend yield.
Which is good. I don't know. Let me see. Ace, what's your thoughts? And then I'll tell you.
I would say Varanado. That being said, Hotel Pennsylvania, the occupancy rate for hotels when pre-COVID has been, I mean, it's you never have vacancies in New York City, right? Because of the tourism, you know, folks coming into the city. So I think if you look at One Vanderbilt, they're mainly commercial. Commercial will be somewhat. I think people that's working from home, they'll still have people still working from home, so you see a lot of commercial residents now consolidating and downsizing. So I think one Vanderbilt might not be as beneficial. But for me, the hotel industry will always be strong in Manhattan. And I think that's really a winner, you know, after the pandemic. That's my opinion, Dottie. So.
Oh, that's your opinion. We're still on the line. We have a break, and then we'll come back. And I don't know. I'm not sure what I would invest in. I think it's not about what I like. I think it's kind of what I think is going to do well. And I think, you know, all of those companies are major names, and I think you can't go wrong with any of them. Okay, I don't necessarily have a preference. Okay,
I think you can't go wrong with any of them. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo for Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. You know they supply many of New York and New Jersey's finest restaurants. Yes, like 1,600 of those restaurants. Now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% Black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States. Their only focus is meat. You won't find any frozen side dishes or any gimmicks here. Offering every kind of meat and every cut, like tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet, just to name a few. Supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chop meat blends. Shipped overnight, cut the night you place your order, and always fresh, never frozen. Order online, please, at LaFreda.com, LaFreda, LaFreda.com.
Syracuse is back on the dome floor hosting 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Saturday. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 11:30, tip-off at noon Saturday on sister station WMCA AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and coming up on this week's Bagels and Broadway, Don Wells, Marianne from Gilligan's Island, passed away a few weeks ago, but I'll play an interview I had with Don several years ago when we talked about her latest book, An Amazing Story of Survival and Will. Filmmaker Jermaine Coss talks about the film she made about medical pioneers after her own serious bout with cancer, and the story behind the legendary bakery, Carousel Cakes. Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Want to know how to improve the quality of your life simply through good nutrition? Tune into the Balance of Nature radio show this Sunday morning at 10 and hear success stories from actual people as well as information from experts and doctors alike. Everyday people all over the world are realizing the power and benefits of good nutrition, but few are accomplishing it. Join Balance of Nature founder Dr. Douglas Howard this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Eye on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back. You're listening to Eye on Real Estate. We were just talking about the real estate market in New York City and national. It's headed for the best year in 15 years, and we want to get into some recap. talking about the deals that you could make in New York City. Certainly, with low interest rates and prices, you're going to hit an opportunity that hasn't happened for years. I think you haven't seen that since 2005. But now, Ace, let's talk about mortgage rates. And I've been reading, it says, you know, that experts predict that rates will keep climbing in 2021. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think rates will still stay pretty low because the Federal Reserve announced that they're purchasing a couple of billion dollars in mortgage-backed securities. So that will still continue to be low, although we are seeing margins compress this year, meaning that, you know, certain banks will start to continue to raise rates in order to sustain the volume. But I think we're going to be okay for the foreseeable future this year in terms of rates, Dottie. Now, you know, we all know that once you hit record-breaking low rates, you know, probably the lowest that we've ever seen in the last 60 to 70 years, the only direction for rates to go is up. So it's you know, again, this year will be a sort of perfect storm. If you're a buyer, you're going to have low rates with very, very good price reductions in certain marketplaces. But, you know, I think for the foreseeable future, Dottie, for the next 7 to 8 to 9 months, we're going to see rates below 3%. And then after the 7 to 8 month period, we're going to start seeing increases in rates. So we don't have too much time. Before you know it, time's going to fly by and rates are going to start to creep up. But for the foreseeable future, we have some time. So for our listeners that are, you know, on the fence or on the sidelines, you know, take advantage of the rates. I can't emphasize enough myself, Dottie. We've been talking about it for years. It truly does make a difference. A 1% increase, and listen up, folks, a 1% increase means an 11 to 12% less buying power when buying a property, right? So every percent that it increases from 3% to 4% to 5% to 6%, really decreases your buying power by 11 to 12% each increased percentage rate. So it's a big difference. Go ahead, Dottie.
I think, you know, I tell everybody, they're not old enough, like maybe you're not as old as me to know this, but like I remember when interest rates were 15% and they were 16%. Yeah. And I was buying a house when that happened, or it was like, and I was like, oh my God. So I took like a 5-year ARM adjustable mortgage and it was like 11%. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, I got it at 11%, you know, for 5 years. And like, that was a big thing. And you know what? People bought. I mean, it's not that people didn't buy it. Those were ridiculously high interest rates. People bought. And what happened is they bought with high interest rates. So when the interest rates come down, the prices went up, and then they just refinanced, and they had really got a better deal because they bought in a time where the prices were less because of the high interest rates. So you're really, yeah. So, you know, when you look at the rates today, I'll keep on saying free money. It's hard for me to even comprehend them this low.
Yes.
And when you call Citizens Bank or Ace or any one of the team at Citizens Bank, you are going to find out in many cases that you don't need the down payment you might have thought you needed.
Yeah.
As long as your credit is good. And a lot of people really don't know that they can afford to buy, and that in many cases, okay, you're going to pay less money or around the same money that you're paying in rent. And then you're going to own something and you're going to have equity. And I will tell you this. My dad, from when I was a little kid, always was real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate. And when I was about 21, I mean, I was in a car accident when I was a kid. And so in those days, like, you couldn't collect the money until you became 21. So when I was able to get the money, and like my brother and sister, because they were in the same accident, they all spent theirs, they went away. And my dad was like, Josh, just buy real estate. And I didn't really want it, but, you know, I bought it. I said I rented it out. And that is how I made the money, my first real estate money, to buy another investment. And then I didn't have enough cash myself. And this is a good idea. I did it. I called up a couple of friends of mine. We were all poor. I mean, nobody was rich. I mean, when I say poor, we were all starting our careers. Nobody was making big money at the time. Okay. And I said, let's pool together. Let's pool our resources and buy an investment property. I was not in the real estate business then at all. I was teaching. So and it was the best thing, the advice that my dad could have told me, because that's how we parlayed the money, and eventually I had the money to buy my own house and stuff like that. So it's also a good idea because, you know, if you're going to put, I'm not a big, you know, people make tons of money in the stock market, but what goes up goes down. So, you know, and you have to time that. You have to, like, time that right. Okay. I'm telling you that if real estate, you know, even if you're paying higher, because, like, if you're in the suburbs, you're not going to get the discounts you're going to get in the city, but you're not going to get interest like in interest rates like this for long. And Ace, I'm reading this article and it says, well, how high will mortgage rates go? And it basically agrees with you and says that modest rates arise through 2021, with mortgage rates staying in the high twos or low threes on the average. And then right. it says once the economy does begin to recover more consistently. Now, these are just opinions. I'm just reading. However, increased yields on Treasury and other bonds will nudge interest rates higher as well as markets open. And the COVID vaccine, they say, will set the tone for mortgage interest rates. And it says that, you know, but they don't expect a full recovery for a while. So that's basically what you're saying, right? I mean, that until
correct.
We fully recover.
And we have to remember rates are artificially low today, right? So there's a big purchaser of mortgage-backed securities called the Federal Reserve, and they're buying billions and billions of mortgage-backed securities, thus keeping it low. They've already announced after this year they're probably going to pull back. So what does that mean? It means that rates will start to increase, and that's why it'll stay low for the time being for the next couple months, you know, I would say 7 to 8 months, because that's how much that's the time period that they're buying. And once they stop buying these mortgage-backed securities, then you're going to start seeing, you know, rates start to tick up because there's no more demand on purchasing these mortgage-backed securities. So, but Dottie, you mentioned something that is so key, which is people should be doing the exercise of rent versus buying. And we do this every single day for folks that are looking and interested in getting a pre-approval, right? So many times we're paying for rent, you know, whatever that amount may be, and we think to ourselves, we're never going to be able to afford buying something. But Dottie, you mentioned three key things: good credit, low down payment, and having the same payment as your rent is huge. And you'll never know, you know, what that mortgage will look like if you never sit down with a mortgage loan officer just to kind of compare, right? So I think that exercise is so crucial, and it's something that folks don't do more often than not. And I think it's a
if somebody
exercise.
Wants to do that, Ace, would they just contact you, or they go on the site, or would they go on Citizen site? How would they do that?
Yeah, they can go on Citizen site, or they can contact myself or a local loan officer, and they'll break down your payment for you, right? What you're looking to buy, what your mortgage payment will be, including taxes and insurance. And 9 out of 10 times, you'll be surprised with such low rates, your rent will be either higher or even the same as purchasing something around that price point, right? So do yourself a favor and make that analysis, and, you know, you'll be surprised. Dottie says it all the time. You know, there's no better investment vehicle, in my opinion, Dottie's opinion, than real estate. I've bought when I was 24, and I can tell you it's created so much wealth and assets for myself. And look, as real estate continues to appreciate, you can always use it as a revolving line of credit. You can always borrow against your real estate property as well. And it's something that's it's an amazing investment vehicle. What other investment can you actually purchase where you don't need to put 100% of your money into that purchase? For example, if the house is worth $500,000, you have the ability to put down 5%, which is $25,000, to own a $500,000 asset. That, to me, is leveraging finance and leveraging the bank. and everybody should be taking advantage of this type of opportunity, right? So,
yeah, you should. Kind of it's an unprecedented time. I just want to say this, and I just you listen to our show. There's no selfish here. We don't try to sell anything to you. We just try to give you information. But this is an unprecedented time when you can borrow for pretty much nothing. Okay, if you want to buy a home, don't buy a home for a 1 year trade. You should be thinking 5 and 10 years out, okay? Yeah. And it's best to consider your credit score, like Ace just said, your savings and the local real estate market, and make a decision based on those factors and do those that little exercise that Ace said, rent versus buy. If you wait, and then this is people say, well, you know, I'm just going to wait until your finances, you know, I'm a little better and maybe I make a little bit more money at work because, you know, I haven't gotten a raise. If you wait for that to improve, you're going to take the risk of mortgage rates really rising, okay? And the worst that can happen now is that you, and again, I think Ace, you always say this. What you really want to look at is what the payment's going to be. Because you might be able to afford more, but you don't want to spend that, okay? You might be able to, so you just want to really look at, gee, what's this going to cost me a month to live in, and is that number doable?
That's it.
And where you can work it backwards. I mean, you don't even have to go. You know, you can say, here's what I'm comfortable in paying. Here's the money I have. I have a small amount of money, but here's what I could put down. Okay, what's going to get me to that payment? How much can I afford? Because sometimes I think it's more comfortable for people to do that, to come up with a number that works for them. And remember something, no one can guarantee that my real estate goes up. But I have to tell you, and again, I'm not a gambling person. And when I do gamble, because I have gambled in my life, that's all I said to the celibate. But when I gamble, I have a pretty good sense that I'm going to win. I'm just not a gambler to take chances on gambling. My guess, you're going to do the best in real estate if you buy now. Okay, you know, and stock markets, you really have to be on that every single day because you could have a stock that's priced at one price and overnight, you wake up in the morning and the stock fell 25%. That generally doesn't happen in real estate. I mean, generally, prices just don't drop 20% overnight unless there's some national catastrophe. So, you don't usually have those kind of swings, you know. So where stocks, you know, you could be wiped out basically. So the real estate is the problem is liquidity. I mean, if you're just going to say what's the downside of real estate, well, nobody gets hurt in real estate if they don't have to sell it. But if you have to sell it at the wrong time and the market drops, that's where you can get hurt.
Exactly.
But if you're living in something, what's the worst that can happen? If you're living in something and you are building equity, even if it's a small amount, that beats anything that you're just taking your money and throwing it away. Rent.
That's it, Dottie. Great advice.
I mean, I can't say it anymore. And I am pushing this because, you know, when I look at how do you get ahead in life, well, yes, you have to work hard. You have to kind of be visionary. You have to get out there and network and meet different people. But if I had to tell you the biggest way that people could start their financial journey is to start with a real estate investment and possibly one that you live in. But don't forget, and if you live in it, if you buy something for you to live in, as you build equity, you can then use that equity to take money out if you happen to need it for another investment, or maybe you happen to need a home improvement loan, or maybe if you've had the property for a while and your kids that are now entering college and you need to use that money, you can take the money, your equity, and make it work for you. And that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
But remember that. It's like your bank.
That's it.
It's like your bank. It's like a bank account. And if you have a bank account, let's say you have $50,000, you might never take the money out. You know, you might never need to take it out. Maybe you want to always keep it there. But you also might say, gee, you know what? I have an opportunity, or maybe I want to help my son or my daughter out, or I have an opportunity to go in on this investment, you know, a two-family house, and you've created a bank. We, I think, are at the 11 o'clock hour, and we are going to have Brad Inman, which we're all looking forward to talking to get his view on, right after the 11 o'clock news. Stay informed. Are we looking for the news? And we'll be back with Brad Inman at 11 o'clock. Because I am real estate. I'm here with Ace Western Corp, my co-host, and I'm Dottie Thompson.
Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman is sponsored by Citizens Bank N.A.